Welcome, friends, to another exciting episode of AVGM Journey, and I'm your host, The Messenger. The track that we're playing in today's show is Grab Bag, also known as the Duke Nukem theme, from the game Duke Nukem 3D, and it was composed by Lee Jackson. I won't be going with a special topic on this episode, but like always, I do have some pretty exciting music for you guys, and I say let's kick things off with a pretty awesome track from Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. The track is Waikiki Downbeat, and this was composed by Chihiro Aoki. We'll be right back. That track that you just heard, that was Waikiki Downbeat from the game Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. And it was composed by Chihiro Aoki. Oh man, this track is so good. And the game itself is really good too. And I think what's really cool about the game is that the Yakuza / Like a Dragon series, they usually take place in Japan. And it still somewhat takes place in Japan, but in Infinite Wealth, you actually go to Hawaii. And you get to experience all the beaches and the shopping malls, and you see all kinds of weird stuff like you normally see in these games. And the soundtrack is pretty amazing, especially this track, which is specifically for the normal battle music whenever you're in Hawaii, which is pretty good because you will be hearing this track in the game a lot. So it's safe to say that they definitely knocked it out of the park with this. I think we're going to move on to a request that just happens to be very funky sounding. And this request was by Meatbug, who wanted me to play the track Ego 24/7 from the game Paradise Killer, and that was composed by Barry Topping. We'll be right back. That track that you just heard, that was Ego 24/7 from the game Paradise Killer. It was composed by Barry Topping, and this was a request by Meatbug, so thank you, Meatbug, for that request. Despite never playing the game, I think Paradise Killer's got a really amazing soundtrack. It goes for that really amazing 80s synth style, and I will say, anything that's got a funky sound to it instantly gets my attention. And I am a bit intrigued by the premise of the game, which happens to be a murder mystery, and that you walk around and collect evidence and talk to people while you get to enjoy this pretty amazing soundtrack. I mean, I think that's a win-win situation right there, I would say. So I want to say once again, thank you, Meatbug, for that track. We're going to move on to another request, this time coming from Chris Murray, or specifically Chris Murray's kids. They want me to play a track from Minecraft, specifically the Caves and Cliffs update for Minecraft. The track is Other Side, and it was composed by Lena Rain. That you just heard, that was Other Side from the game Minecraft, and it was composed by Lena Rain and requested by Chris Murray's family. So thank you guys for that track. I'm actually really glad that I got this request, because I do like Minecraft, but I haven't played it in a long time, and I'm more familiar with the original soundtrack for the game, which I will say is much different than what this track was. And having Lena Raine do the soundtrack for the update too, that is really awesome. And from my understanding, the Caves and Cliffs update is a more recent update for Minecraft, which is just pretty nuts to me because, I mean, Minecraft's been out for a real long time and it's still getting regular updates. And as far as I'm concerned, the community behind it is still very, very strong. Which makes sense because you can get so much out of Minecraft. For me personally, I like to play on the creative mode and just make really awesome buildings and structures. And yeah, it can be pretty time consuming, but I think it's well worth it. So I want to say once again, thank you, Chris Murray and your family for this request. We're going to move on to our next track, and I gotta say, I think both the game and the soundtrack is pretty underrated. Well, okay, maybe not so much that the game is underrated, but the soundtrack is definitely underrated. And this is coming from Dying Light 2. The track is Breath of the City, and it was composed by Olivier de Rivière. Thank you. That track that you just heard, that was Breath of the City from the game Dying Light 2. And it was composed by Olivier de Rivière. And that's going to just about do it for the show this week. If you like what you've been listening to, have your friends check out the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube now, and even TerraPlayer, which is a home for video game and video game music podcasts. It's really good. You should definitely check that out. You can email the show at vgmjourney@yahoo.com, and you could also check us out on X at vgmjourney. We also have a Discord server for the show, which I will provide a link in the show notes, where you can hang out with your fellow VGM journeymen and talk about games, music, and even look at some cool art. We're also going to play things out with one more track, and I think it's been a little while since I played something from a Game & Watch Gallery game, so here's this fun little track from Game & Watch Gallery 3. The track is Music Room, and it was composed by Noriko Nishisaka. Have a good one, everyone.